This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
From London, I'm Rachel Abbott, and this is The Standard. This Saturday, we're bringing you an extract from our business show, How to Be a CEO. On this episode, the Evening Standard's head of audio, David Marsland, meets with Theo Perfitis. To hear the whole interview, search How to Be a CEO in your podcast provider or hit the link in the show notes.
You were talking about the opportunities of an online market. That's also a threat for a high street store, isn't it? So how do you rise to that kind of a challenge? How do you compete in that world?
Right, so let's not get carried away here. Because whilst online is definitely an opportunity, people that make the most money from online, not the retailers. The people that make the most money are the social media sites, the PPC clicks, and people pay anything between 15 and 30% of their turnover to these people who have no costs, incremental costs, for doing your business. Because once they've got the platform, they've got the platform. So the biggest money makers are those. Then there's a whole industry of influencers, software providers. I'm going to give you this piece of software. It's 1.5% of your turnover. You know, I'm going to give you this website. It's 1.5%, 2%, 3% of your turnover. Before you know it, the cost of doing business does escalate. Because to be successful online, you need eyeballs. You need visits. You need traffic. There's a cost to that traffic. So it is an opportunity, but to do it profitably is very, very tough. And then, of course, you look at the physical aspect of retailing, where we've got rent, rates, yep, all the ancillary costs, all the unfair taxation.
Shall we mention business rates at this point, Theo?
No, I'll start steaming up about business rates. Absolutely bloody ridiculous. It's the most unfair tax that's not fit for purpose known to man. And I won't tolerate any politician who talks about taxation and the levelling up of taxation. Because if they're not levelling up the basics of our whole economy, when they start saying we need more money for the National Health Service, the ambulances, the doctors and nurses, fire brigade, the armed forces, police, and they're not taxing a great big lump that's sitting there because they're either incompetent, lazy, can't be asked. Which one is it?
I'm not going to answer that. But anyway, the point was rising costs for people trying to open up stuff on the high street.
And you've got the cost of staff. I mean, we've got the minimum wage going up again by over 9%. You know, the Chancellor says, I can't give the nurses a bigger pay rise because it creates inflation. But then he says, oh, national living wage can go up by 9%. Well, how does he think people are going to pay for that? He expects us to absorb all his costs. Where's the apprenticeship levy, the extra surcharge on pensions? Oh, business can pay for that. Well, business can't. It's going to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Can't just be absorbed. So it creates inflation. I mean, there is some incredible naivety I actually don't think it's naive. I think it's damn right dishonest, because they're not that stupid. Nobody could be that stupid. And they've been dishonest.
How do they repair that then, though? What needs to happen?
Well, if you look how much energy we've expended over the last several years on deporting 500 illegal immigrants from the UK, how much time it's taken, the Treasury, the Westminster, all the other departments, the Home Office, the courts, the laws. If they put that energy into the economy and creating a sound base for a growing economy, it would be a lot better spent.
Yeah.
So priorities is the word, really. Don't just pick on that one. It just happens that one's topical at the moment. But the key point is not that. It's priority and focus. And stop looking after yourself, your mates, and your party, and start looking after the country and the service in which you purport to be carrying out. Now, that will offend some politicians, and I'm happy about that, by the way, because if you're offended as a politician and listen to this podcast, maybe you have got a conscience. But clearly, many of your colleagues haven't, and you're a minority. So maybe, just maybe, you should stand up and be counted.
Let's go to a quick break. In the meantime, make sure to hit follow on this podcast.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
What I was trying to get to was that...
You see, that got me going. You end up with a full perfetus rant.
What I was trying to get to was that Ryman's is competing online. You've moved to take on those online card retailers, haven't you?
Yeah, because listen, as a retailer, as a physical retailer, you have to have a reason to exist. How many wonderful high street names that we all love and visited have disappeared from a high street? Because they lost the reason to exist. And for a retailer to survive, they have to have a reason to exist. And for me, it's important that we give customers a reason to come into our stores, not just to buy stuff. I mean, that they can just order off Amazon, a £5 product gets delivered next day, totally unprofitable, in a very unprofitable way, right? There's got to be a reason. The card industry is an interesting one because we've seen online players do so well with it. The personalized cards. Now we all know who they are. But of course, you're going to wait several days for it to arrive. And you've got to pay postage and everything else. Well, the wonderful thing about the Ryman app, which we launched just today, is you get personalized cards within 60 minutes. So you go on the app, use technology, the modern day technology, create your card, choose your store. 190 stores across the country, from St. Andrews to Penzance. Choose your store, and within an hour, you can go and pick it up on your way to get your sandwich, on the way to the station, or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going to arrive. There isn't a postal strike, or post office ain't going to deliver for 3 days. You know you can do it. You could be on a train, realize you need a card for somebody in the office, if you do it on the train, walk into the store on your way to the office, pick it up, or on your way home, you haven't got your partner's card, you can quickly pop in, you can do it on your app, pop it, pick it up, buy a gift or whatever, you're done, dusted. And all for £2.99. The postage alone elsewhere is £1.25. Now, that doesn't stop us posting it to you, we can do that as well, but it's an extra £1.25. Save the £1.25, all the global warming that's going to create, and all the stress of worrying if it's going to arrive, or your partner's going to see the card coming through the level.
Yeah, and then you'll be caught out. And it's that mix. Are you operating then in a hybrid world then of the bricks and clicks, I think is what it's called?
David, this is unique. No one's ever done this. We are the only people in town doing this. Right? So we've launched this. That's our uniqueness. That's our uniqueness. Now, of course, you may argue, as I often do, as one of my responses to people when they pitch me a deal, is, well, there's probably a reason no one's done it, because it doesn't work, or it's not profitable, you know, or it's too much capital employed for return. Those don't apply here, I don't believe, because we've ticked a lot of those boxes. We're using existing infrastructure to do this. So this is definitely a merger of a 130-year-old business and modern technology to provide a unique reason for someone to cross the threshold and visit a Ryman.
Neil, when was the last time you spoke to someone who didn't pitch you a business idea? It probably happens quite a lot.
Yeah, it is. It does happen quite a lot. I still enjoy it, so I don't mind.
Now, you're going to be appearing at the SME Expo, the Evening Standards SME Expo in April. What are you going to be talking about there? And what do you hope people get from it?
Well, I haven't got a Scooby-Doo. It's April. It's ages yet. Listen, by the time I get there, David, the world could be a different place, right? What you will get, you'll get the truth. You'll get the facts. I will scrape off all the veneer and gloss and the rubbish that we're fed by the government, politicians in general, not just the government, others as well. I will point out the blindingly obvious, and it will be relatable to what's happening in our world today as a small business. And also in business in general, clearly shopkeeping will play a part.
That's The Standard. To hear more, search How to Be a CEO in your podcast provider or hit the link in the show notes. There's more news, interviews and analysis in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. Thanks for listening. We're back on Monday at 4 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.